All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the bonus episode to the Four Things podcast, where I go over emails that you have sent in. And today I have a special guest joining us. It's Houston, the producer of the podcast. Now, Houston, you hear every episode, and of course I've given you shout outs here and there, but you've never actually physically been on the podcast speaking.
Correct. Until now.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today. What is something that, you know, people wouldn't know about some of the edits that you have to do, or what's something that I do that maybe only you would ever hear?
I feel like this has kind of blown up your spot, but you do have your little, the noise that you make for any time you mess up.
Okay, you can tell people. You can, do you think you can impersonate it?
I think I can. You do something along the lines of brrr.
Yes. So this is something that y'all would never hear, but I feel like that is my noise to Houston that I have messed up and he needs to make sure to pay special attention because, you know, I feel like as an editor, I've edited tons of content in my day. In fact, I was originally hired on the Bobby Bones Show as a producer. Fun fact, I was not on air full time. And then as they transitioned another co-host out, I went into that position more full time, but I would arrive at 4 a.m. most days and start editing the sounds of the day, which were clips that we were going to play from TV the day before, and I would have to grab the appropriate sound bite. So say we had 2 minutes of audio from The View or Oprah, or I don't know, something like that. I would have to condense it down into the most important 30 seconds.
Right.
So a lot of times what you're doing is you're helping condense and bring things down. And sometimes if I ramble or I mess up, yes, I like to send Houston a heads up that's like, Houston, didn't you say you had like a highlight reel of them at one point?
I do, but the highlight reel is just from one episode. If I pulled them from multiple, it would be quite the file.
Really long. Well, should we play your highlight reel here now?
We can if you want.
In this moment? Okay, well, let's just go ahead and give people a taste of what you have to deal with when you're editing an episode. Here you go. I picture... I'm going to start doing that every time I mess up, Houston. Sorry. Sorry, Houston. Why can't I say excerpt? I'm going to say excerpt. Excerpt. Hold on. Mel Robbins is... That's around... blah, 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 blah. And then Houston, being that you're the producer, I guess you probably know what I do at the start of every Fifth Thing episode, which is
a quote.
Boom. You got it. You passed the test.
Good.
You're keeping your job.
Yeah, perfect. So, it's been a year.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy anniversary. I feel like I need to, maybe we need to celebrate in some way, shape, or form. But I'll celebrate by sharing this quote with you in the meantime. Okay. It's something that Maren Morris actually put up on Instagram about 3 weeks ago, and I set it aside, and I totally meant to talk about it after she posted it, and then I kind of forgot, but I remembered, and that's what I'm going to use as my quote today. And it's actually a long little graphic that was made that I think I saw a lot of people putting it up, and the original poster and person that said it was Jamie Varon, V-A-R-O-N. So this is what was circulating on Instagram about 3 weeks ago, so I'm a little behind. In case you missed it, I still think it's something good to hear. So here's what it said. How about you don't have to build an empire or dominate an industry? Or be the number one at anything. What if you simply built a lovely life that makes you feel happy, that brings you joy, that is generative and supportive? What if you healed the parts of you that need more and more and more? What if you redefined what success looks and feels like to you? What if you decided enough is enough? What if you felt satisfied in the right here, the right now? What if you realized your life is likely a lot closer to your ideal than you ever thought? What if you change the filter in which you view your life makes everything that much more vibrant? How much open, empty space would be left for your joy if you stopped thinking you needed to earn it? How much time could you spend in the actual living of your life if you let go of striving for more? How much more beautiful would this moment right here become for you? ? So just some thoughts to ponder, because I feel like a lot of times we can get stuck in the rat race and we're just chasing all these things over and over, and it becomes more than just like what we were originally after to begin with. And we kind of just feel like we've got to be the best, keep putting out more, keep climbing to this top or whatever your top may be. Everyone listening, it might be that, like, yeah, you're not actually going into the office every day, but you're raising kids and sacrificing yourself for even that. And really, you can reset your goals no matter where you are. But I thought these were excellent questions to ask yourself no matter what you do. So thank you to Maren Morris for posting that a few weeks ago. It's something that I've had sitting here, and I'm finally glad I got to share it with y'all. So we're going to get into the first emails, which before we do, Houston, you had some notes from last Thursday's episode that Mary and I did. I think you sent me some things. I love when you send me your insight. So I guess since that was the latest episode that people have listened to, which if you haven't, I encourage you to go back. My friend Mary joined me for all four things. But here's what Houston sent me after he edited the episode.
The first thing was that Apple, and they like to change their word from subscribe now to follow, which is confusing and odd. But if any other listeners are out there and you're trying to subscribe, you're now looking for a follow button in some way. But still follow, because I recommend. I also didn't know Starbucks had an extra large. Not that I go to Starbucks a lot, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I got a couple of notes from other people too that they thought they just had tall and grande and then venti, but then there's like Trenta, which is the big one.
Okay.
So heads up.
It's like the off the menu secrets.
Well, I don't know. I think it might even be on the menu. Honestly, I have no idea. I never order one that big because it's too much for me, but Mary literally gets it every time.
Back to my notes. I had a show recommendation since you did show recommendations as well. So my show recommendation was Master of None, and it has Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec in it, and he's the main guy in it. And it's just kind of all about, like, it touches on dating in the now times and just kind of problems or scenarios that the average person would go through.
Okay, making note, it's called Master of None,
yes.
Which people are always looking for things to watch. So I feel like it's a good recommendation.
Well, and the next season 3 comes out, I think on the 24th or something like that. I just saw it. And so I was like,
awesome.
I need to rewatch the other two. So I'm caught up.
Oh, you go back and rewatch things?
Certain shows, not everything, but for this one, okay. Yes.
I feel like I'm trying to get back into Handmaid's Tale, which is really dark and heavy. So I don't even know that I have the space for that right now. But I did try to watch the first episode and or the newest season. And I felt like, oh gosh, I know they gave me a recap, but I feel like I just need more.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not as into it. And I was so into Handmaid's Tale that I'm confused by my lack of enthusiasm for it at the moment.
So my next note is that you talked about the show that covered Chernobyl and that whole thing. And so my recommendation, kind of pairing off of that, was the Challenger documentary on Netflix about the whole Challenger, the space shuttle, and everything that went down with that. It's a dark topic, obviously, but it's a 4-part series, and I think they did a super good job because it's mostly all current footage and interviews that they got from the astronauts and or family members.
Yes, I watched it too, so I can second your recommendation. Yeah, I thought it was really good. I really liked Chernobyl, obviously. I already talked about that, but yes, the Challenger documentary was really well done, and I feel like I probably heard some of that stuff, but I was so young at the time that I didn't really know everything that was out about it, and I found it to be really interesting. So
I've watched it 4 times. If that's if that's concerning or cool.
Okay. Well, I guess super fan. Yeah.
And the last part of my notes was that you had a phone call at the very end of the episode, and we decided to leave it in because I thought it was funny, and hopefully listeners thought it was funny too. A little behind the scenes.
I know. Normally I would take out a random phone call that rang in the middle of a recording, but I thought we had already been talking for so long, we were at the end, and I thought, okay, I know that some of my loyal people, they listen all the way to the end through, they're here for it. So I might as well just leave in a little thing that I normally would totally cut out. Yes. So you're right. Some behind the scenes. All right. You ready to go on to the emails?
Yes.
My first email is from Heather, and she said she's from Massachusetts, which I thought this might be a fun thing to start doing if y'all email me. So the email is 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And in the subject line, I love it if you put the fifth thing, because I know that you're trying to share something with us or ask a question for this episode. But she signed it, Heather from Massachusetts. And I thought that could be a fun thing. Some people have picked up on signing it like your friend, which is really cool because I like to feel like we're all friends. But what if we start doing the your friend signature, but then also you sign your name and where you're from? And then we could get a taste of where people are emailing from, which is super cool. So this is what Heather from Massachusetts sent in. Hey, I know you and your sister love Siete Foods queso, but you talked about another one. Was it Bitchin' Sauce? I don't remember, and I want to look it up. Please let me know. LOL. I guess she's laughing because she's desperate to know about a dipping sauce, but I don't think it's funny because it's amazing. This is the best sauce in the world, and it's going to change your life. Everybody that I know that has had an encounter with Bitchin' Sauce is obsessed. And I know it's a little weird because it's called Bitchin', and you know, maybe you don't use that word, but it's kind of like Schitt's Creek. Ooh, have you seen Schitt's Creek?
Of course I have.
Oh, okay. It's so good. We need to send you one of our 4 things Schitt's Creek new t-shirts.
I looked at them the other day. Yes. I almost pulled the trigger.
No, don't. Listen, I want you to, I know that you have supported stuff that we have in the past. You're part of the fam. Like, we want to gift it to you.
Aww.
So make sure if there's ever anything, because I know you even have a customized pullover.
I do.
And too, which those are still available for people too. And it might be fun for people to hear what a guy has on their pullover. Do you happen to know your 4 things off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, it says music, podcasts, beer, Taco Bell.
Perfect. So if there's any girls listening and they've got like a guy to shop for, it might be fun to customize a pullover with some of their favorite 4 things. I know a lot of times we're catering to the women because they're our main audience and that's who's doing most of the shopping. But like Ray from the Bobby Bone Show has a pullover customized as well. So I think, you know, it could work for guys. All that to say, Houston, make sure you just let me know what you would like and I want to send it to you. So,
well, thank you.
Which, tell everybody where you're coming to us from.
Oh, I am basically the opposite ends of the U.S. from you. I am in Spokane, Washington.
Well, it's fun to like see you on Zoom right now. I normally just talk to you over email. So
I know.
This is special. Okay, well, back to Heather's question from Massachusetts. To answer your question, Heather, it is Bitchin' Sauce. I think I made that clear with my excitement when I was talking about how good it is and how everybody that tries it is obsessed with it. Which, Houston, have you ever tried it?
I never have.
Okay, well, we're going to have to fix that.
I know.
It's so good. And yes, we're also obsessed with Siete. They have a lot of good sauces, great chips. This email made me think of other things that I love in my fridge that are good to add to foods, because really bitchin' sauce, you can like dip chips into it or crackers or carrots or bell peppers, or you can just pour it on anything you're eating. It's going to make it like really, really good. And that's kind of how I feel with Cholula sauce. Have you ever had Cholula?
I mean, I know I have, but I couldn't say if somebody was like, hey, explain what Cholula tastes like.
Oh, it's like a hot sauce. It's so good. Okay. Anything Mexican-y-ish that I'm eating, like it's a rice and bean bowl or an egg type thing in the morning. Like I could have Cholula morning, noon, and night. So that's always in my fridge. Also, I'm a big fan of hummus. Any kind of hummus is a good dip that I love to keep around for things. And then I add vegan mayonnaise to a lot of things. And the brand is Veganaise. And I'm not even vegan. I actually like real mayonnaise, but I think I like Veganaise better than real mayonnaise for whatever reason. And I discovered Veganaise when I was a vegan. There's lots of reasons why I thought I needed to be vegan for a little bit. And for me, I'm no longer that. But there are some foods that have stuck with me because I just really liked them so much. And I can stir in a little Veganaise to so many different things or spread it on. Which another pro tip, which Houston, you probably heard this because one of our listeners emailed us when I was talking about Stashira's obsession with grilled cheese. And they said to put mayonnaise on your grilled cheese before you grill it.
Yeah.
And it's like pro tip that is so, so good. Like it's one of those things that I think is so good. I've gotten messages from people that don't normally like mayonnaise, but they can eat the mayonnaise on the grilled cheese. But that's it.
See, it's funny that you got a message like that because growing up, maybe this is like a weird Washington thing, but growing up, I've always put mayonnaise on my grilled cheese.
Oh, I had never heard of that. It was brand new to me.
Did you try it?
Yes, we have tried it and it's so good, but I didn't try it with real mayonnaise. I tried it with my Veganaise and of course I left it. So, it's so good. Now, do you have any condiments or dips or spreads that you are obsessed with?
Well, ranch goes on everything.
Yes, I'm a Texas girl and we would dip our pizza in ranch.
Yeah, and that's what I do as well, among other things. Honey mustard is one of my favorites too. I'm a big fan of honey mustard. I don't care where it comes from or anything like that. And then fry sauce. I really like fry sauce.
What is that?
You don't know what fry sauce is?
No.
Whoa. If I have to guess, I'm 90% sure this is right. It's mayonnaise mixed with ketchup.
Oh, I have never, you know what kind of tastes like that to me? Because I have mixed mayonnaise and ketchup. And that's what my daughter loves too. Like if she gets a hot dog from Sonic, she puts mayonnaise and ketchup on the hot dog and that's it.
Okay.
But Chick-fil-A has their Chick-fil-A sauce. And sometimes I mix ketchup and mayonnaise and something else I can't remember to try to mimic it in a way, a similar type flavor if I don't actually have any Chick-fil-A sauce packages or Chick-fil-A sauce. They now sell it in bottles at the grocery store and I've bought some, but I still even like to mix that with more ketchup and it's so good. So fry sauce, how do you spell fry? Like French fry?
Yeah, just like French fry.
Oh, I thought you were about, whenever you said fry sauce, I was thinking like stir fry.
No.
Like, okay, well, good to know. Fry sauce. All right, so a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom, but don't worry. Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price. $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV The Frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delayed release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual is Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, we'll get into the next email, which is from Christina. Hey, Amy, I hear you talking about where to watch shows, and my sister-in-law found this app that you just type in the movie and boom, it tells you what streaming service is streaming it, renting it, or where you can buy it. Plus, the prices are on there too. It's called Just Watch, and it's totally free. Your friend, Christina. So, Christina, thank you so much for this. Yes, because I don't have cable. I have all the streaming services. We've got the Hulu. Who says that? We've got Hulu, Disney Plus, Netflix, Apple. We're probably now spending more in streaming than we were on cable, but hey, at least I don't have a cable bill anymore. But the original intent of that was to cut back on our bill. But hey, there's so many platforms. Like next I'm going to have to get Peacock because I want to watch Girl 5 Eva or whatever that show is where they sing. It's 5 Ever. Oh, I see people posting about it on their Instagram stories and it looks so good. And Bobby said he's been watching it too. So okay. Now I'm going to have to get Peacock, which that's the only place you can watch The Office as well. So
right.
I probably need to get it simply for that. But Just Watch is this app that Christina is talking about. And she brought it up because, yeah, I have been talking about how it's complicated to figure out. Like sometimes it's not on Amazon, but I'm already on Amazon. So I'll just type it in and then it wants me to pay $3.99 to rent it. I just do it because out of laziness, when really if I just went over and searched some of my other apps, I might have it on there for free, but it's like, well, $3.99 and I'm already here, or I have to go type in, you know. So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this, Houston?
I think it's a cool idea because normally if I'm really trying to hunt something down, you know, I'll just Google it really quick and just try and see.
Oh, well, I guess you could Google. So do we not need this app?
No.
We could just Google?
I feel like the app is better because now you know exactly. Because sometimes Google's wrong. Sometimes people don't update where things are at anymore. I feel like this app is the way to go.
Yeah, and it looks like it puts the prices on there too, which is helpful because you can maybe see where you can get it.
Yeah.
And the app is free, so it's not like you're having to pay anything for it. So again, just watch. So thank you, Christina, for this awesome tip. I will be downloading it. I haven't even watched any really good movies lately though. I mean, I feel like TV-wise, I'm a little tapped out. I've been dipping into 90210 on Hulu, like the old school one.
Yeah.
And then I recently watched The Bird Year, which I think we talked about. I don't know if I talked about it here and on the Bobby Bone Show or just the Bobby Bone Show. Either way, it's about bird watching and Jack Black's in it and Steve Martin and Owen Wilson. And it's ridiculous, but it's really cool if you're into birds and you see a lot of really beautiful birds that, you know, they're now on my bucket list. Like I was just enamored with some of these birds and how beautiful they are. So, and then the bird year is a real thing. Like it's where you take a year to go see birds and these people travel all over just to spot birds and they check them off their list. And if you're one of the winners of bird year, then you've seen anywhere from 750 birds or more.
Holy cow.
All over the world. So kind of crazy.
So when are you going to do that?
Well, I don't have the time really. I'm just so far, I'm just trying to see the birds in my backyard and play bird bingo with my bird chart and that. But my daughter's getting into it as well. And it's so fun. And then Mary helped the kids pick out these bird whistles for them to get me for Mother's Day. And Stashira's, I think, more into them right now than I am. Like she goes out into the backyard and calls the birds and talks to them more than I have. So it's kind of cool to see her get into it too. And she even watched The Bird Year with me. So she enjoyed it. There were times that she laughed. So that's a movie, I guess a family-friendly movie I would recommend.
Okay.
You got a movie recommendation, Houston?
Yeah, my recommendation will be Peanut Butter Falcon.
Which I have not seen that yet.
And it has Shia LaBeouf. I never know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he's kind of the main guy. And then like Dakota Johnson is in it and Thomas Hayden Church is in it.
Yeah, no, I've heard amazing things about it. And in fact, I think I've started it, but I was maybe at my sister's and I was really tired and I fell asleep. But I know that her and her family, they've seen it multiple times. So Peanut Butter Falcon.
It's fantastic.
Okay, let's get into the next email. And this one's from Katie. Hey, Amy, I recently heard about dry brushing and all of its benefits for the lymphatic system, skin, and overall wellness, and started it for myself. As soon as I heard about it, I thought it sounded like something you would be interested in. Just curious if it's something that you've heard of or maybe you currently do and what you think. Your friend, Katie. Which, Katie, yes, I have done dry brushing before, but I have not done it lately at all. And I do think it is something that is good for you. I guess it just depends on everyone's skin type and how sensitive your skin is. I know when I've done it, I felt really exfoliated and good. And that's kind of the idea. It helps like detoxify your skin. It increases your blood circulation, which is where the lymphatic part comes into play because it helps drainage and the flow of all that stuff. And again, I'm just like regurgitating things that I remember from seeing it online. A bunch of people that I used to follow in my health days, I had to unfollow some of the people because while they had a lot of really great information that I might be able to take in, I also found some of their stuff to be triggering for me with their eating habits. So I had to unfollow them, unfortunately. So I miss out on other tips, like on how they care for their bodies and care for their skin. But Kimberly Snyder, I mean, she was a big one that really was a big fan of dry brushing. And I think that if anybody else is interested, you can just, speaking of a Google search, you could just look up the different benefits and see which brush might be a good one for you, because some of the bristles, like I bought a couple of different brushes and I have really sensitive skin and they did not feel that great on me, but it's just, you use a natural stiff bristled bath or shower brush, those ones that come on a long stick, like you can see them at the grocery store or Target, maybe even Walgreens might have some, but that way you can get the back of your back and other parts of your body that are hard to get to. Like the long handle, I definitely recommend. recommend for those areas, but just make sure if you know you have sensitive skin, I would just heads up on that before you start exfoliating. And then I do remember the best time to do it was just before you shower. Then you can wash off any of the dead skin cells or the flaky skin. And then after you get out of the shower, you can put some lotion on and put moisture back into your skin. And I do remember something about maybe not taking a super hot shower after you've done it, because hot water can inflame your skin. And I've been trying to dial back hot showers myself. Mary and I were talking about cold showers. I don't know if it was on last Thursday's episode or maybe a fifth thing that she did with me. But, and then even for my face, I'm trying to not wash my face with really hot water because I don't want to inflame my skin. So that's just another thing to keep in mind. But yes, I've tried dry brushing. I'm not currently doing it, but thanks for the reminder, because I might need to bust out my dry brush and maybe give it a go, because I do think that it can be good for my skin, but everybody's skin is different. So you'll need to try it out for yourself. Have you ever dry brushed, Houston?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah. I assumed that was going to be your answer, but hey, you could surprise us. Never know. All right. Next email is from Jackie. Hey, Amy, you recently talked about how your feelings have changed regarding your favorite George Strait song, Amarillo by Morning. I am also a huge George fan, and my girlfriend and I have seen him in concert over 20 times. My favorite uncle, Uncle Butch, was the greatest cowboy ever. When he passed away a few years ago, the George Strait song, Cowboy Rides Away, was played. I'm sure you know that song is always the last song at a George concert. Suddenly, I found myself dreading the concert end and bawling my eyes out through the song. That was until I decided to change my mindset and feel thanks for the song and use that opportunity to reflect on the tons of beautiful memories of Uncle Butch and celebrate his wonderful life. I truly hope that Amarillo by Morning can still be your favorite, but for a new reason going forward. I, for one, will always remember your sweet dad from now on when I listen to it. Best joy, Jackie. Let's turn that up. Houston, I hear that you put Cowboy Rides Away in the background. Let's turn it up and listen to it for a second. And then I guess since we played that, we might as well play a little bit of Amarillo by Morning. Houston, can you do that too? Just the chorus.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got.
All right, Jackie, while that played, I definitely tried to take in your advice, and that's what I'm going to do. I think that's some good stuff. I need to switch the narrative a little bit and not, you know, hear that song and get sad about my dad, but hear that song and think of all of the wonderful memories, because it really is my favorite song ever. And I do get so emotional every time I hear it now, but I do think it is an opportunity to reflect on awesome memories and the good times. And my dad would want me to still enjoy that song. So I'm going to do that. And I appreciate your email, Jackie. And I just appreciate all of you reaching out with your personal stories and how maybe something I've said has touched you in a way or relates to you in some way. And then you come back and you tell me something that touches me and helps me. And then I bring it to all the listeners and maybe it touches somebody else. So it's like all these full circle moments with all of us. And I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you. Thankful for Houston, who helps put together the episodes each week. And Houston also produces for my podcast network. So he works on Lisa Haim's podcast, who I co-host Outweigh with. So Lisa and I do Outweigh every Saturday, which Houston edits. And then her own personal podcast is called The Truthiest Life, and he edits that. And then you also do Kat DeFatta's You Need Therapy podcast. So Houston is very involved with everything we have going on, and we're super thankful for him. So Houston,
Thank you. Thank you.
Thankful for you clapping. And yeah, make sure you get me anything that you want. I'm for sure now know that I'm sending you a Schitt's Creek Four Things t-shirt. And that if there's anything else that any of you might need, or you've got gifts, or heads up, Father's Day is going to be here before we know it. It is June 20th. So if you have any Father's Day shopping you need to do, then we would love for you to do it with us and help support the education fund that we have made in honor of my dad, the Harvey Clifton Moffitt Scholarship Fund. And it's going to help send kids in rural communities to college through a scholarship that we created in his name. And we'll be reviewing the essays and picking the kids. But really, they, you know, my dad wouldn't have been able to go to college if it wasn't for scholarships. And he grew up in a small town in South Texas. So we thought that this made the most sense to help him out. And you can get something for your dad for Father's Day, whether it's something cool, Dad, or the Que Bueno shirts that we put out in honor of my dad. Which, Houston, do you now know what Que Bueno means?
That's good.
It means that's good. Yes. In Spanish. So yeah, my dad was fluent in Spanish. So he would always, like, if you had something good to say or something awesome that you were telling him, he would, hands down, everybody that had an encounter with my dad has heard him say, oh, que bueno, que bueno. That's good. So I love the shirts. I think they're super cute. They're just a solid navy tee with que bueno written in collegiate letters across the chest. And to see that and anything else we have available for Father's Day, you can just go to theshopforward.com/dad. That's the easiest way to get to Father's Day stuff. And then we also have the usual places you can go to find links to everything else at the Shop Forward, radioamy.com, fourthings.com, whatever. We try to make it easy. But most importantly, because this is the email episode, we'd love to hear from you. So don't forget to email me, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, fifth thing in the comments. And you're now signing it your friend, and then put your name, and then along with your name, say where you're from. Boom.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Houston, for joining me today. And we will see all of you again this Thursday. Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.